you bribe the right politicians in the right order at the right time, you can trade the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil.
Humanity downloaded TikTok over 4 billion times to watch strangers twerk, getting 280 million people to click yes on not dying should be easier. Here's how, with math. Politicians can ignore protests, they can ignore polls, they can ignore reality for surprisingly long periods, see climate change, 1970 to present. They cannot ignore 280 million cryptographically verified humans saying, do this thing or we vote you out. Not because they care about those humans, because they can count. What you're actually building. The goal. A website where people say, please stop letting me die of stupid things in a way that lawyers find convincing. On Washonia, we would not need a website for this. We would say, please stop letting me die of stupid things, and then someone would stop letting us die of stupid things. On your planet, this requires cryptographic verification, because your species lies about everything, including whether it wants to be alive. You need mathematical proof that people prefer living. Think about that sentence for a moment. You have built a civilization where I don't want to die requires a receipt. Requirements. The votes have to be real, auditable. The votes have to be secret, privacy-preserving. The system has to work for everyone, including people without bank accounts or government IDs, which is most of Earth, a fact that surprises the people with bank accounts. The code has to be open source, so anyone can audit it, and the whole thing has to grow fast enough to matter before your species gets distracted by a new television show. Target. 3.5% global participation. 280 million plus verified votes. That number isn't arbitrary. It's the number at which politicians start losing sleep. More on that later. The voting system. The system uses end-to-end verifiable cryptography. Each voter gets a receipt that proves they voted without proving how they voted. This is called a zero-knowledge proof, which sounds like something a philosophy student made up during an exam they didn't study for, but it's real mathematics and it works, and politicians cannot argue with it. Several have tried. The math won every time. Math is undefeated against politicians, which is the only undefeated record in your species' history. Every ballot published anonymized. Biometric data never leaves your device. All code open source. The system is designed so that even the people running it can't see how you voted, which makes it more private than your actual elections, where the voting booth has a curtain that stops 2 feet off the ground and the poll worker is definitely looking at your shoes. On stopping people from cheating. Your species has been cheating at democracy since you invented it. The Athenians had ballot stuffing, the Romans had vote buying. Americans have gerrymandering, which is the practice of drawing voting districts in shapes that look like someone dropped a plate of spaghetti on a map and then legally required it. Three verification layers, because one has never been enough for you. Layer one is the bouncer at the door. Email and phone verification, device fingerprinting, IP geolocation stops about 90% of fraud, which is the lazy fraud, which is most fraud, because cheating, like everything else your species does, follows a power law where most of the cheating is done by amateurs who give up if you ask them to verify their phone number. This is the "are you a human?" layer. The bar is low. The fact that it catches 90% of attempts tells you something about the sophistication of your average cheater. Layer 2 is the VIP section. Government EID integration, Estonia, India's Aadhaar, EU Electronic Identification, Authentication and Trust Services, or EIDAS, US via ID.me, biometric liveness detection, blink at the camera to prove you're not a photograph, which is a sentence that would confuse every human who lived before 2010, and proof of uniqueness partners like WorldCoin, BrightID, and Gitcoin Passport. Higher trust, higher rewards. This is the "are you a specific human who hasn't already voted as a different specific human?" layer. Layer 3 is for the billions of humans who don't exist in any database because their governments can't be bothered to write down that they're alive. Community attestation. Your neighbors confirm you're real. This works because lying to a computer is easy, but lying to a room full of people who watched you eat breakfast is hard. Even layer 1 gets you counted. You don't need a passport to say, "I would prefer not to die." AI fraud detection, over 99% detection, under 1% false positives. Biometric data stays on your device, encrypted with keys you control, compliant with the General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR, the California Consumer Privacy Act and California Privacy Rights Act, or CPCA and CPRA, the Biometric Information Privacy Act, or BIPA, and the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, or COPPA. Four different laws from four different places that all say don't be creepy with people's data, using four different definitions of creepy and four different penalty structures for being creepy in the wrong jurisdiction. Your species regulates privacy the way it does everything, redundantly, inconsistently, and with great confidence. Growth strategy. Your species downloaded TikTok over 4 billion times to watch strangers twerk. Getting 280 million to click yes on not dying should be easier. It isn't, because not dying is less entertaining than twerking, but it should be. And that gap between should be and isn't is the entire marketing problem. Each person who signs up gets a small referral bonus for bringing the next, funded by incentive alignment bonds. Target, less than $1 per verified participant. For comparison, acquiring a coffee customer costs $5 to $15. Nike pays $40 to get one person to buy shoes online. You're trying to convince someone to support not dying for less than the cost of a packet of gum. The fact that not dying needs a financial incentive to compete with shoes tells you everything about your species that this manual has been trying to tell you. But here we are. Gum money it is. Integrity, proving you didn't cheat. Your species accuses people of cheating at everything, including children's football, baking competitions, and board games at Thanksgiving. The Thanksgiving ones start wars that last longer than the actual wars in your history books. A global referendum with actual stakes will face accusations that make your election audits look like casual suggestions. The defense? Make cheating mathematically impossible, then publish the math. NGO and academic observers get read-only dashboards with real-time fraud detection. You can't argue with a zero-knowledge proof. You can argue with a person. You can argue with a committee. You can't argue with math. Math doesn't have feelings. Math doesn't have an election coming up. Math just sits there being correct, which makes it the only trustworthy participant in your democratic process. Participants complete structured learning paths before voting. Higher reward tiers unlock as you learn more. This produces informed participants instead of confused button clickers, though confused button clickers who want to not die are also welcome. An uninformed person who clicks, "Don't let me die," is still more useful than an informed person who clicks nothing. And your planet has a surplus of informed people clicking nothing. You call them academics. Legal positioning. Non-binding global consultation with country-specific bridges to official mechanisms where feasible. Non-binding sounds weak until you remember that every major social change in your history started as non-binding. The suffragettes' petitions were non-binding. So were the civil rights marches. So was the Declaration of Independence, technically, until enough people with guns agreed with it. Non-binding is what your politicians call something before they're forced to bind to it. Implementation roadmap. The realistic target for 3.5% participation, 280 million verified humans, is 18 to 36 months, scaling alongside the full campaign roadmap.
Phase foundation. Timeline months 1 to 3. Focus, build the thing. Verification infrastructure, social media framework. Phase scaling. Timeline months 4 to 12. Focus, turn it on. Marketing blitz, enhanced verification, millions of participants. Phase full campaign. Timeline months 13 to 36. Focus, global push to 3.5% participation, bond-funded growth. Phase treaty pressure. Timeline 24 plus. Focus, prepare treaty negotiations, watch politicians sweat. The system works when each person brings more than one person, which is how avalanches work, and also how TikTok works, and also how religions work. The mechanism is identical. The content is different. Instead of dance videos or salvation, you're offering possibly not dying, which should be a better sell than either of those, but empirically isn't, and nobody on Washonia can figure out why. Success metrics. You'll know it's working when four numbers are right. 280 million plus verified participants, the 3.5% threshold, cost per verified participant under $1, viral coefficient above 1.0, each person brings more than one person, and fraud detection above 99% with false positives below 1%. If any of those numbers are wrong, something is broken and you fix it. If all four are right, you've built a machine that converts pocket change into political pressure. Nobody has built this before. This is the most surprising part. On why 3.5% is the magic number. The 280 million target is based on the 3.5% rule, when 3.5% of a population actively participates in sustained, nonviolent action, the movement has historically won. Every time so far, across all cultures, for centuries. This is the closest thing your species has to a cheat code, and nobody teaches it in school because teaching it in school would make governments nervous, and governments write the curriculum. The U.S. civil rights movement crossed 3.5% and ended segregation. Indian independence crossed 3.5% and kicked out the British Empire, which at the time was the largest organization on earth, and was defeated by people who refused to move. Women's suffrage crossed 3.5% and won the vote, which took 72 years and required marching in rain, getting arrested, and going on hunger strikes. Previous movements required getting tear gassed, going to prison, or dying. This one requires clicking a button from the toilet. The bottom line. $250 million for the campaign, funded by Victory Incentive Alignment Bonds. Target cost, less than $1 per verified participant. You spend more marketing soda. Coca-Cola's annual marketing budget could fund this campaign 13 times over, and Coca-Cola's product is sugar water that makes you fatter. Your product is not dying. The marketing budgets are inverted. Everything about your species' priorities is inverted. I've been saying this for 80 years, and it remains true every time I check.
280 million verified humans saying, "Do this or lose your job," to every politician on Earth. That's not a petition. Petitions are what you ignore.
Your species has produced enough petitions to wallpaper the moon, and the total political change achieved by all petitions combined is approximately zero. This isn't a petition. This is a pink slip with 280 million signatures. People show up for the healthcare, politicians see 280 million verified supporters, the math suggests the treaty becomes very difficult to ignore. Not impossible to ignore, your politicians have a remarkable capacity for ignoring things, but very, very difficult. The kind of difficult where ignoring it costs you your career, and your career is the only thing your politicians care about more than money, and this threatens both. Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please press the share button on your glowing rectangle in case one of your friends have a free afternoon to end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, please leave a really, really, really good rating and review so we overcome the pro-war algorithmic suppression and find someone with more spare time for ending wars and diseases. The good review doesn't have to be true. They don't check. But if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to waronddisease.org and make your wishocratic allocation, telling us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials, and vote. If the 1% treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.9 million hours of suffering. Go to waronddisease.org right now. Love you. Bye.